Be serious or your friends will point you out. I mean, if you brought them, they know if you are and what you are. Okay, if you're more outgoing. Okay. Now then, this is not an altar call, but y'all need to come on down. All right, so come on out here. Let's go. Come on down here with me. All right. No, don't. Well, you need to choose a side for right now. If you asked a question, you're more outgoing. So come on up here. Okay, I'm going to count. If you are willing to raise your hand, you can come on up here. That's okay. So here's my more outgoing people. They think I consider myself more outgoing. Here they are. Want to come on up? That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, okay, here they are. Now, the rest of you are more reserved. So if you'll just quietly stand up and just go to the back of the room. Everybody here, just stand up. You can leave your stuff in your chair for right now. Just go to the back of the room. Okay.
That's why we're reserved.
That's all right. That's just back of the room. All right, they're all in. That's right. No one has ever told me I am reserved. Yeah. Are you? All right, so just so I'm curious, who's from Northwest Arkansas? Raise your hand. Who lives in Northwest Arkansas? All right, Central Arkansas? All right. Oklahoma? Well, that's a good contingency. That's awesome. That's almost half the room. That's great. Do I have a Northeast Arkansas? What do I call it? West Central, Fort Smith. Is Fort Smith, do you all consider yourself Northwest? I don't know. Okay, who else? What other part am I missing?
Southwest Missouri.
Southwest Missouri. I did not realize Southwest Missouri. What part of Southwest Missouri are we talking about?
I live in Anderson, Missouri.
Anderson, Missouri. Know it well. Know your sub shop up there. No subway as I travel through.
By Seligman.
Okay, excellent. Who has anyone here volunteered in Joplin yet? Anyone else had a chance to go up to Joplin and volunteer? It's amazing. It's sad, but it's bulldozer time. It's time to move forward, and they're going to do it that way. Oh, hey, Carrie. Okay, no big deal. All right, here we go. All right, so here's what we've done. We've asked one question. Are you more outgoing? Are you more reserved? Our next question up here is, are you more, stay on your side of the room, look behind you. Are you more task-oriented and reserved? You're going to move over here. If you're more task-oriented and outgoing, okay, you're going to move over here. If you're more people-oriented, reserved, you're going this way. If you're more people-oriented, you're going this way. All right, so are you task-oriented or people-oriented? Are you task or are you people? Okay, so all we've done so far, all we've said is, here's our two questions. This is a tough group. I want to thank you all in advance. Are you more outgoing or more reserved? Are you more outgoing or more reserved?
Reserved?
More reserved? Excellent. Are you more people-oriented or more task-oriented? Task. You get to hang out over that side. Come on in. Are you more outgoing or more reserved? Reserved, more people-oriented or task-oriented? Right over here. Hang out with them. All right. You just kind of filter them as they come through the room. All right. So for those, who here has done some personality profiling before? Raise your hand. Personality profiling? If this group would, if they'd listen more, talk about this. This is the, if we were more reserved, which you're not, okay, but this, okay, this learning time, so here we go. For those of you who have gone through this, it's great. The thing is, often, like, they do it one time, they don't do it often enough, at least once a year, keep running through it, keep growing and developing. So up here, we're going to go through what we call the DISC model. Very simple. Why do we do this? Hi.
Excuse me, she's waiting.
Yeah, did y'all order a pizza for your party? What did y'all do? I'm just like, okay, what do we got going on? So we're going to talk about the four quadrants. D, I, S, and C. Everyone say D, dominant. Turn around and look at yourselves. Are you all ready? Look up here at the top. Dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined, doers. Now, this group right here says that we are more outgoing and task-oriented. Okay? Imagine, you all, I'm going to assume, pretty strong leaders, pretty strong in your opinion. Okay, have an opinion, willing to share it. All right, this is their group. Everybody say D-dominant. Now, this group over here that has not quit talking, everyone say, I-inspiring.
I-inspiring.
All right, so this group, very simple, they were what? They were outgoing and? People-oriented. They are inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interactive, impressive, and interested in people. You don't need to write anything down because we're about ready to cover this again. I can't believe an I brought notes up here. You're like, you never see that. Oh my gosh, I brought a pencil. Oh, you have to rewrite about all this?
Okay.
Okay, no, you'll have no, you're going to take back a whole sheet here in a second. The iron-inspiring type, as you've already seen, it's a gift they have. There's a lot of communication that goes on in your office, and it may start with them. Okay, they just share a lot. That's just a really unique gift that we have. I live in this world, know what it's like, know how to bring them together. All right, so here we go. That's everyone. Everybody, clap for the iron-inspirings. They enjoy clapping for them. Yes, that's always good. Everybody say S supportive. Take a look back here at this group. They are supportive, stable, steady, sweet, status quo, and shy. Everybody go, oh. Here they are. Here they are. Just the innocence. The pure innocence is over here. Here are your team players. I mean, the pure innocence. Did we say that, or did they say that about themselves? What did they say? They've had to get stronger working with you. Is that what you're trying to say? Okay, here we go. This group right here, this is what we usually call, these are our team players. These are people you always count on. I always have fun just saying that. Now, again, we're a blend. We're not saying we live in this only world. We don't just live in our little quadrants. We're a blend of many things. Where we work causes us to change. But initially talking through it, we go, you know what? This is probably where I live, or I'd enjoy living here mostly. But the point is, these are the people. Honestly, I don't know how many of them personally decided I want to go to that conference, or everyone else goes, guess where we're going this week? Where are we going? Oh, okay, I'm going with you. You know, they don't really ask. These aren't the people to say, where do you want to choose to go out to lunch? They're not going to decide for you. They're going to say, wherever you want to go, I'm there. It's okay. That's not for an S-type personality. You all can be really, they can make decisions pretty simple. Okay, they have a lot of opinion and make good decisions. I mean, it's the thing. They'll make the decisions. Over here, we're kind of like, we'll go along. That's what we do. All right? Everyone, I like the soft golf clap for the supportive types. Here they are. Beautiful. That's them. That's them. Okay. Everybody say the word, see cautious.
See cautious.
They are reserved and task-oriented. That's good. Very detailed. Cautious. That's exactly what they are. Here they are. They're cautious, calculating, conscientious, contemplative, and careful.
Competent.
Okay. Competent. I apologize for leaving competent out. This group, unlike this group, okay, there's a significant difference between the two of you and how you're wired and how you think. Now, in this unique room, I'm the only guy. What's unique is when you have a relationship of a man and a woman who already think differently, and then when you put that relationship together and they're not the same personality type, and they see, it's unique. There's, I always say, there's lightning and thunder. There's passion, but there's lightning and thunder. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen because you never see anything the same. You never see it the same. So over here at our see cautious type, I always like to ask them, is there a certain way you like to load the dishwasher? It goes everything.
Yeah.
they're like, oh, whatever, throw it in. I mean, they don't. These people are great at doing what? There's a certain way to do things. There's a certain way things are established. There's a pattern. There's certain things that are done a certain way. This group doesn't really perceive that there's really value to presetting anything. We just kind of, we're the kind of people that, why read the instructions where you can just try and do it yourself? But eventually we'll go back and figure out why the extra bolt is there, why the extra screw is there, but that's just the way it works, and that's okay. What I would like to do is see if you can kind of get your stuff and hang out in your group. So let's see if we can make this happen. You all just kind of hang out here in the front row. Get your stuff, hang out here. C's, kind of fill in over here. I's, S's. We may have to see what we can do to blend y'all in. But get your stuff and kind of sit as a group so we all can see each other. Okay, yep, I'm gonna get one to each side. Can you help me hand those out? Put them down those lines. All right, so you're about ready to get a form. It's not a test, but you're gonna treat it like a test. For those of you who have to go back with notes to say, I learned something, you're about ready to get the thing that's gonna give you those notes. Now, do not, when you receive this document, do not open this document, though you'll be tempted. Just keep it right here and look at the numbers. All I want you to do is just look at the numbers, get out your pen and pencil. This is, we're going to test you here shortly. That's all right. No, you're fine. Where are my people? Where are my people? All right, up front, everybody say, we've got this group. They are outgoing and task-oriented. Everybody say, D-dominant. The other group up front, they are outgoing and people-oriented. Everybody say, I-inspiring. In the back, quiet, reserved. There they are. They're people-oriented, reserved. Everyone say, S-supportive. And finally over here, the ones that are so excited because we have documentation to prove that we were here today, and we're going to take notes, and we're going to enjoy ourselves because you got to go back with notes on everything you do. They're ready to go. Everybody say, C, cautious. They are task-oriented and reserved. Yes, if you need another one of those, you just need one of those. All right, everyone sees the numbers on the front. Please listen to my instructions. Going through them one time. And here we go. Got your pen in hand? What you're going to do is the following. You're simply going to look for number one, circle it. Look for number two, circle it. Number three, don't do it until I say go. You'll have 1 minute. You're trying to find as many as you can. Who's missing one of these? Anybody? Everybody's got one. You're going to try and find them as fast as you can. Get as high as number as you can. Start at number one, circle, two, circle, find three, find four. Ready? Go. 1 minute. 1 minute. Do you need the pamphlet?
Pen.
Who's got an extra pen? I do not. Hold on. You got to go faster, please. Go faster. If you want to win bad enough D's, you'll go faster. D's always win. D-dominant people always want to make it happen. We got singing going on. It really helps people who are concentrating. How's that concentration going back here, C's? You like that? You like extra noise, people talking to you while you're doing it? Leaning over your shoulder, looking at your work? Is that my music? No, it's somebody's phone. That's all right. That's right. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. If you have more than 10, raise your hand. Feel successful. There you are. Keep your hand up if you got more than 15. More than 20, keep your hand up. More than 25. More than 25? 25? 27? Excellente. Everybody do the following. I got to borrow your form. At the top, I want you to look right in between the number 49 and 66. There's a little dot at the top of the page on the line. I want you to draw a straight line down the page in between the 27 and 84. And then, over on the left-hand side, in between the 57 and 79, draw it straight across the line in between the 26 and 80. Straight down, straight across. Okay, let me borrow yours, Ms. Michelle. All right, now, I want you to watch this pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Everybody got it? 1 minute. This time you're going to start with number one again, but use an X, and you're going to be going up. Ready? 1 minute. Okay, before I start, hold on, everybody. Pens off. Ms. Shirley? You're going to start with number one again. Start all over again, and just go. And now you want to see how high you can go in 1 minute now that you know the pattern. Yep, whole thing up. Ready? Go. 1 minute, 1 minute. You're going to go back and say, well, for the first 20 minutes, we found numbers on a page. It was really in-depth training that we were going through. That was the first 35 seconds. Plus 5 for walk back time. Fifteen, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pins down. Who got more than last time? Raise your hand. Who got less? Sharp. Southwest Missouri? Did you get more than last time? Where are they? All right. Yes. Here we go. Who got more than 25? More than 30? 35? 40? 45? 50? How many?
58.
Wow. How many did you get last time?
24.
24. The purpose of this is real simple. When you understand the pattern, life's a whole lot easier. But it's sure, you just kind of feel like you're racing everywhere when you don't know what's going on. The reason we talked about earlier is that I want you to be very selfish is, for those of you who have already, quote, been through training, learned about your personality, it's always good, but it's also good to go back and go, hadn't thought about it that way. Oh, I forgot I was supposed to change that. I didn't. That would have been good if I did that. See, there's always what we call being in control. There's called being out of control. When you are in control of your personality type, you become a very effective communicator. When you're not, it doesn't work out too well for a lot of people. There's one thing we talk about. Terry, is it? Okay. Don't worry. No pressure's on you. It's all on me. All right. Here's the deal. When they talk about the golden rule is what? Treat others as you would like to be treated. You are so selfish when you say that. Do you know why? Because people don't want to be treated like you. That is very selfish. The platinum rule is treat others as they would like to be treated, because it's not about you. It's about them. When Dr. Rome, who I work with Personality Insights, when he brought that up one time, it made, again, still a great golden rule. Not dogging the golden rule. It just was a different way of thinking about it when we deal with personalities, going, I really don't want to hear it the way you think, because it doesn't connect with me. Imagine being a teacher in a classroom who's got 25 kids, and you saw the breakout in here? We're going to go through the percentages in a second. Every group's about the same. I was just a month ago, I was with a Xerox agency owner group. And that group, all owners, 55 of them. Do you know that everyone who owns a company doesn't have the same personality? They were the same percentages that broke out. They just surround themselves with people who pick up gifts that they don't have. They figured out, I'm not strong here. I need people like that to make it go better and stronger and faster. So it's so unique. That's why we talk about how we communicate. What is going to be our strength, and how do we keep changing to get better at what we do? All right, so that's what today's going to be about. So open up your form on the inside. We're going to start running through some notes, take some things, and this, some of that data you'll take home. You'll go, wow, this is it. At the top, please circle outgoing. Circle outgoing. At the bottom, circle reserved. We start off asking two questions. Are you more outgoing? Are you more reserved? Who in here does any interviewing? Who here supports any interviewing for people, staff that comes on? Do y'all do team interviews ever? Okay. If you don't do team interviews, where you work or what goes on, see if you can. There's nothing like having multiple opinions coming in on making a decision and sitting in on the same interview. I remember that when I used to have three or four folks with me on our team, we would all sit down, and then we literally put kind of a number to our different questions we did, then we totaled up our numbers, and we figured out what did they look like between all four of us hearing the same thing. But we started off with two questions. Are you more outgoing or are you more reserved? Circle on there, are you more task-oriented or are you more people-oriented? Task and people, left and right. Circle that on that page. Why is that important? Because based on how they communicate with us, this should tell us when they respond this way, there's a reason they're saying it like that. Because this is how they're wired. Okay? It's not a perfect system. Understand, 5% of our population mentally couldn't fill out a personality profile and you'd have success understanding what they really are. This is for the average person when we talk about the personality profiling. Okay, so if you know some crazy people, that's all right. All right, you got them. You got them where you work. They wouldn't even fit on this page. You don't even know where they fit. All right, they're just kind of all over the page. They got them all, and they're having a great time in every one of them. All right, so we'll start with the number one. Up here in the left-hand corner, everybody say D-dominant.
D-dominant.
Remember this. They are both what? Outgoing and?
Task-oriented.
Right, dominant is the first word at the top left on the D. The next one is direct. Demanding. Decisive. Determined, and doer. Direct, dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined, doer. You ready for the final one? This one's never on the screen. Every one of our personality types, we said earlier, when you are in control, things are going great. When you're out of control, okay, that's where you always have your challenges. So with every one of ours, every one of us has an Achilles heel, we call it, at the very bottom of our list. So D's. When you're a D-dominant personality type and you have this gift of leadership and to make decisions and just to step up and let's go, let's drive. Sometimes we want to lead so quick that when someone else tries to lead us, we can be a little bit defiant. Okay? Raise your hand if you believe that you have a child who is a D-dominant personality type and are trying to raise one. Okay? And that child never left the terrible twos. Anybody besides me? Here's the thing. My daughter Reagan is gifted as a D-dominant child. But the thing is, what we have to do is we have to draw hard lines. You can lead here, but don't get outside of here. But you can lead here. And we have to be very specific when we work with her. No different than when we work with other people in our, you know, we work with people in your organization, your understanding. You have to know how they're wired. They want to lead. Those of you who work on teams, you need to let your D-dominants lead a little bit. That's their strength. That's their gift. They're going to be miserable if they never have the chance to lead. You know they're on your team. You know they're wanting, of course they're going to push your buttons a little bit. You just need to be able to draw them lines and say, you know what, would you lead this? And allow them the opportunity. Otherwise, defiance kicks in. All right, everybody say D-dominant. That's the first group we've talked about. Okay, moving on over to the right-hand side. Everybody say, I inspiring.
I inspiring.
They are outgoing and people-oriented. Outgoing and people-oriented. Here we go. First word is inspiring. You need a copy. Sorry. I'm a very sensitive person. Okay, here we go. Inspiring, influencing, impressionable. Interactive, impressive, and involved. Involved. Impressive. Well, I always say the shiny red sports car. They just want to be seen. Want to be look. You know, have that look to them. They just that's eyes just like to be flashy. That's what I always say. Now. Ready, eyes? Here we go. As a group, while we're having a great time doing things, and we love to do a lot of things, and we love to have fun doing it, the hard part is sometimes we just keep on starting things, we like share information, but sometimes we don't have any detail to back it up. So we come across a little bit illogical in our communication. It is great to be excited about everything. That is a gift that eyes have. The issue is, because you're excited doesn't really tell me, as a C cautious type going, yeah, but I mean, it's nice to be excited, but exactly why are you excited? Give me some detail to back this up. Or when we're trying to get a project done, if you come to me with no detail, that has not helped me at all if I'm a C type personality. It is totally opposite thinking of where I'm at. And if you keep coming at me without any facts or figures, I don't get it. I can't relate to have fun. That's not how I work. That's not how I'm wired. All right, so we come across a little bit illogical. Everybody say, I-inspiring. Okay, again, they were outgoing and people-oriented. Here we go, S-types. Everyone say, S-supportive. First word up there is supportive. They are reserved and people-oriented. Reserved and people-oriented. Here we go. S's are supportive, steady, stable, sweet, status quo, and shy. Okay. Tough word coming up. Sorry right now, S's. I apologize on the front end. Here's the thing. Here's what happens with S's. Because S's are your big team players. That's what you're going to see people who will take and take and take. Meaning that because they keep getting asked and asked and asked, they keep taking it on and take it on and take it on. And the problem is, because of that, they're the ones who become the sucker. Because you know what? Everyone knows. Oh, they'll do it. Oh, they'll do it. Oh, and there's a point where being a team player is great. There's nothing wrong with being a team player. It's just that when people take advantage of someone, that's the hardest part as an S-type personality. Okay? I know someone right now who is personally, because he does not know the following word. What's the word you don't know? They don't know how to say no. They can't say the word. It's the hardest. That is not. This group up here, ready? What part of no don't you understand? Okay? It's not too hard up here. It's kind of a natural wiring and a gift for them to be able to say, what, I mean, again, they know how to balance it. When we're effective in our communication, we don't ever say it like that unless we have been communicated with where I need to say it that way to you. But they have no problem saying that. Yeah, what? Mildred has no issue. Going to share it. Okay? That's not a comfortable thing. But you have to be able to set your boundary to be effective in what you do and stay healthy in what we're doing. Everyone say S, supportive. Here we go. Moving on to the, everyone say C, cautious. First word is cautious. C-A-U-T-I-O-U-S, cautious. They are both what? Task-oriented and reserved. Excellent. Next one, calculating. C-A-L-C-U-L-A, calculating. They're competent. C-O-M-P-E-T-E-N-T. They're very competent. Yeah, that's it's important. You know, they're all going, I don't know why you didn't spell all of them out, because there's eyes over here who really don't know how to spell well, and you could have been spelling for them the whole time, and they could have been as accurate as we are, but that's it's just for you all that we do this. All right? Conscientious. Conscientious. C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-T-I-O-U-S. Conscientious. Contemplative. C-O-N-T-E-M-P-L-A-T-I-V-E. Contemplative. Careful. C-A-R-E-F-U-L. All right. C's. When I look over here, I look for my wife. All right, so here's how we share. Sometimes we have so much detail. And because your spreadsheets are always accurate, and we know, okay, you have incredible authenticity to back up everything you've done, that when we are presenting information, sometimes because it is so factual and you know it's right, that when it's being shared, it comes off a little bit cold. Cocky, that was interesting. Haven't heard that one before. Comes off a little bit cocky. No, comes off kinda cold. Cold is the word. Because there's no warmth there. It's just like facts are the facts. Here it is. Laid it out. But yet some people may not relate to how that was delivered. So it comes off a little bit cold. All right? Everybody say C, cautious.
C, cautious.
Remember, they are what? They are task and? Yes.
Is there any way we can insert
a short story? Sure. Yeah. Go ahead.
So one
type of office is what? Can I ask? State agency. Yep. You're just not gonna go work with that. But it wasn't you. You knew it wasn't yours. Okay, we're jumping back up in the right hand corner. Everybody say D dominant. Here we go. Let's fill in some blanks. D's, I like to win. Win. I like to plan for the future. I like new ideas. If you want to fill it in also with especially my own, you can. Because it's a gift up here. There's a lot of ideas flowing out of this group. There's a lot of concepts. And it comes, here's the thing. You look at the picture he's got. Now, he's actually updated this photo. Just saw the most recent one. It's a little bit more, not as stern. But the thing is, there is a lot of passion when they speak, typically, if you are dominant. You will come across the words you use. Come to my home and meet my 16-year-old daughter, who is passionate about every word she shares with me. Okay? I'm learning. But again, we've been learning this for years on how do we help her control this personality type. Because it can serve you great, and it can also ruin you if you do not put it under control. Because people are going to say, you're not even fun to be around. You are so dominant. So again, it's called keeping in control. Do what?
Does ADHD fall in that category?
Well, you know what? I am so more into understanding people's I mean, our ADHD falls more over here. As just like, just walk around, dance around. This is what we do. It's like we just, no.
My daughter is just,
she's, yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, that people go, well, you'll see it tomorrow. My parents put me in a private school because they thought I would change my personality type, I guess. Your personality doesn't change. There are factors that can cause it to change in your environment, but if you're going to have a good time, I don't care what school you put me in, I was going to have a good time. School, physical location meant nothing. I was still going to have a good time. All right, moving on. D's, here we go. I like results. Okay, they don't like results. They love results. Why are we even here? Why are we doing anything? If there's not a result at the end, why even go after it? Okay, let's get something done, people. Okay, that's the whole point. Next one. I like to be my own boss. Hard to work for people when you want to be your own boss. It's not easy. But that is also gets back to being in control. You have to understand, here's my role, here's where I stand, but here's the gifts I bring because of who I am. All right? Understand the role we've decided to play. Next, I like to move fast. And I like a challenge. I always say, bring it on. They love to be challenged. Now, again, this goes back to our challenge when we are D-dominant. I mean, again, understand, we're not all sitting on our own. There are a few people that stay right in their little quadrant. I don't ever move from it. This is who I am. That's all I'll ever be. The rest of us are blends of personality types. So we've all had to pick up our D. Okay, we've had to pick up our D at times because of our environment tells us we have to be this way, and so that's okay. But the deal is, that's when you get back down to this challenge part. It's okay. All right, accept a challenge. You like a good challenge, but yet we have to do it, okay, in a positive way. Okay, it can't be a negative way that we take on the challenge, but we do like to be challenged. Here we go. Everyone say D-dominant.
D-dominant.
Moving on over to the right-hand side. I-inspiring. Say it.
I-inspiring.
You got the dominant types, you got the inspiring types. Inspiring, here we go. I like to be liked. What'd you say? Liked. L-I-K-E-D. I like to be liked. I like to express my ideas and feelings. You want to fill in all the time? You can. All the time works well. I like to communicate in so many ways. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to eyes was Facebook. Man, we can be so distracted. If you're really a real eye inspiring, you can get lost. We are so good at just doing 100 things at a time and never really finishing everything. So, I mean, just understand, there's so much we have to control. I live in this world, I know, okay? It's not easy. We have to learn and develop that and mature through it. Next one on here, ready? I like to be in front of a group. I like surprises. Let me tell you who's telling you it's their birthday coming up. It's the eyes, because they want to be the show at work. Somebody bring me something. Bring me a gift. I love gifts. Okay, there's nothing wrong with you surprising me with a gift. I have no problem with that because that's good. I'm the star of the day. We like that stuff. All right, it's all good. Next one. I like lots of fun activities. Okay, the key word in there I want you to recognize is the word fun, and here's why. That's a word that many eyes, inspiring types, will use over and over again. Because if it's not going to be fun, why are we doing it? Because our wiring says, if it's not a good time, or if we don't try and make it, I mean, there's 30% of the population, folks, that wants to have a good time all the time. And if how you communicate is boring and dull, and it's nice to have facts, but this group, they want to have fun. You know, they're here to have a great, they want this whole meeting concept, they want it to be a great time. Please don't make me just sit through on my rear end and just take notes. No, let's have a good time doing this. And that is half the battle, is that, but you know what? That word fun, I didn't know how much I said it till my wife, the C cautious type, pointed out how much I said it. Because she would ask me things, we're going to go somewhere. I go, is that going to be fun? She goes, would you quit saying, you know, I didn't know I was saying it, but I was saying it. And the point is that was just a part of me where, guess what? There's part of me that need to fix that part of her. She need to adjust, and so did I. Because I didn't realize what I was doing until she pointed it out. She has a special gift of pointing things out. So I accepted that, and we moved forward. You know what? There's not, I just have watched how I notice now when I say it. And don't realize how much I said that. Just didn't know. Next one on here. Whoop. Was that Mary? Okay. It's all right. Okay. I like lots. Well, we already said fun. All right. I like recognition. I always tell people shiny red star. We talk about the shiny red star, the awards. We like to be recognized. Okay, there's just something about that. We just stand up. We just like to have that happen. So those are the, everybody say I inspiring. That's outgoing and what are they?
People.
Outgoing and people oriented. Moving down the bottom right. Everybody say S supportive. They are reserved and, okay, I'm just trying to pound this in your brain. You're going to hear it about 300 times today. It's important you know it. Here we go. S's, I like to be accepted. Accepted. I like teamwork and cooperation. They love teamwork and cooperation. They wish people just kind of got along. Why would we do that? Why would we talk that way to people? Why would we, man, let's just get along here. What is going on? Next one. I like sticking with what works. Not a lot of change. Don't enjoy change much, do we, S's? No. If it's working, let's go. Now, they realize that when you get basics, remember this. There's something called your basic style. This is who I am. Here's how I'm wired. Here's how I like life to work. Then there's your environmental style. When I get into my job, I've got to kind of change things up a little bit and become a little bit different. All right. There's the one thing they always say is whenever you take a personality profile, the things, you are totally opposite of what you like least. I am least like this, which means you're most like this. All right, and that's how they kind of figure out. And sometimes a lot of people go, you can find your least, I am least like this, much faster than you find I'm most like this. Okay, it's kind of unique how they figure that out. Your most is usually your environment you're in, but you know immediately that I'm definitely not like that. And that's how they figure out a lot of personality profiles when people are doing those tests and things. Next on here, I like harmony. Your D's are smirking up here. All right, I like things to stay the same. And I like peace, P-E-A-C-E. I like peace. All right, everybody say S supportive. Biggest thing that I always talk about here, again, these are your folks that are there for the team. You can always count on them. All right, they'll be there, but they also cannot be taken advantage of, because that's a tough thing when it comes to our S types. Here we go, moving on. Everybody say C, cautious.
Cautious.
They are task-oriented and what?
Reserved.
Task-oriented, reserved. Again, are you outgoing? Are you reserved? Are you people-oriented? Are you task-oriented? Where do you fall out? When you know this and you're talking to people and you just kind of figure out those words, you can learn a lot when they're communicating. C, cautious. Here we go. I like to be right. Well, this is a special group that likes their deep, and they really like to be right. I like to know what is expected. Please don't just tell us we're going to go do something. Oh, by the way, just go, no. No, no, no. Tell me exactly what we're going to do, how it's going to come together. Don't just throw something on me. it's not going to go well. Because how many of you are kind of, have you ever, like, I don't know, had to prepare for a conference or an event where you had to structure it? And the I type of me goes, man, let's have that like in September. You're going, are you kidding me? September, what, wait, do you have any idea what it's going to take to get there? And C types, you're going, you know, I probably, you have a whole chart logarithm probably set up on, here's what it's going to take. I mean, there's the thing, they know, they operationally think through things differently on the time frame of understanding what things take. And I'm over here just going, let's just do it and have a great time. No, no, this is not a great time for them. This is, I don't mind help structuring this, but you also have to be realistic in what you're doing. And it's tough, but it's tough, but that's what, Shirley, all right, you heard Shirley, she knows. She's felt it. Here we go. I like an established pattern. I like an established pattern. I like clear instructions. All right, my C cautious types. And you're looking at me and you say the following words. I like finishing what I start. Yeah. It was 5 years ago, and it was about November something, and I've already had that door in the garage being painted for at least 3 months, and it still wasn't done. And she said to me, she goes, you have until the 31st of December to get that door painted and on the front. And I mean, it was the 31st of December, but it was on the door, you know? It was just one of, you know what? It's just one of those. As eyes, we're incredible starters. Again, we can, I can fire up on just about anything. I can get excited about anything. Everyone I meet is my next best friend. I know every waiter's name that's ever served me. You know, we walk in, what's going on, Joe? I know the gal, you know, I know Al, I've known Alice now for years, even though she's worked there one. Years, it feels like we've known each other come and go down the street off Elm Springs Road because she's awesome. I think everyone's awesome until you prove me wrong. And so that's the whole point, is just like, okay, you know, we're just kind of thinking through, this is just what it's like, but you know what? It's just part of it. It's just different on how we connect and what we do. All right, here we go. I like organizing things. Everything has a place, right? Talking about my family, because that's my best reference. My wife's fifth grade classroom, oh my. Everything has a place. The children know everything has a place. No matter what your personality is, everything has a place. And they learn how to be very effective in that classroom. That's why I think she's also great at what she does. She's very organized and ready for those kiddos. All right. Everybody say C, cautious. All right. So D, I, dominant, inspiring, supportive, and cautious. Four basic personality types. Again, this is what we call the model of human behavior. No matter where I go, no matter who I'm with, here, all right, ministry of professionals, right here. Not really. I didn't, you know, it's not, I mean, we have a general group. We're saying kind of all doing the same type of roles, what have you, but yet we still have the personality types that are all different. Let's talk about those percentages. Do this for me. Everybody stand back up and go back to your corners where you were, all right? Take your forms with you because you're going to write something else with them. Because I want you to physically see it when we're doing this. So write these percentages down. Okay, are you more outgoing or more reserved?
More outgoing.
Are you more people-oriented or task-oriented?
People-oriented.
Right over there. You're good to go. You're on it. They are very accepting over there. All right, so on your forms, look in the center area. We're going to start with the D-dominant personality types up here. Now, we only have five. Okay, we may have a room of 40 or so in here. Write down 10%. 10% of the world's population that has a D-dominant personality type. Now, I always look at y'all, I go, it's really a good thing for the rest of us. It really is.
We like protected fun. Huh?
That's okay. But you know what? We're all thankful that there's only 10%. They're thankful. They're thankful because they don't, guys, is anyone here married to a D? Or relationship with a D?
Well, my husband's married to a D.
Well, I'm sure he knows that. Don't worry. I'm sure he has figured that one out a long time ago. Okay, no. So the thing is this. Here's what we always say. Imagine, again, our percentage is small. Why am I tough on them? Because they handle it. All right, they can handle it. Bring it. All right, they don't mind a challenge. You're married to D. D dominant. Okay, 10% of our population. All right, think about that. Moving on over here. Everybody say I inspiring. I inspiring. You are 25 to 30% of our population is right here. I did not say break out the room based on what part of the Ozarks you're from. Central Oregon, from the Delta. Okay, you were from the plains over in Oklahoma. We didn't ask that. We didn't ask where you grew up originally. Nothing. It doesn't make a difference where I go. It doesn't make a difference from church group and educators in the office business profession. It doesn't make a difference. These percentages shake out every time. Okay, whenever you pull groups together. Next one. Down here, everyone say S supportive. 30 to 35%. The largest group is typically your S supportive types. Now, it's nothing's a perfect world, all right? But again, we have our group. We kind of have a 25-25 kind of breakout for the most part. Now, C's, I apologize on the front end because these are really round numbers. They don't add up to 100%. There's nothing perfect in the world. Before you see the final number, just know that it's probably not going to be 100%, and I apologize now. All right, here we go. C's, you're 20 to 25%. Everyone say C, cautious. Okay, 20 to 25%. Who has a watch on them that can tell me what time it is? Five of? All right. So we're closing out. So here's what I want to know. Because you can change your mind before dinner, who needs to, because you believe now that you have a little more training, that you feel like I really should have been in this location and not where I'm at. You can move right now. If you feel like you should have been, should I have been in a D or a, you have to be in one, we're going to move you to a secondary in a second. Everyone thinks that this is exactly where I should have been. Okay. Who here is like really, really C? I mean, you're like, this is so you. Everybody? Scary? Okay. All right, here we go. Get your hand up. All right, here we go. If you believe that you have a secondary trait, you go, you know what? I start here, but I also have some of this in me. Move to that secondary trait right now. Move to your secondary trait. Were you over there? Yep. Where were you? Over here? You stayed? Yeah. She's a party animal. Okay, here we go. Let's look at the groups. Everybody look around. All those eyes over there. Okay, eyes up here. All eyes on me. All right, there we are. All right. How many of you came from the C's? All right, who came from the S's? Eyes. Okay, anyone from D? Okay, so half a C and I. Who came from the D's? S's? C? I. Pure. She says, I'm an I. She's like, man, did you bring a pen today? Did you bring your own pen?
I did.
I'm proud of you. All right, if you're that I, it's like, didn't bring a pen. Most of them don't. All right, here we go. S's, have you brought, or from the I category? Few eyes, D. Anyone of you from the D category? Okay, S's? I'm sorry, C's? All right, good. Over here, how many D's do we have? I's and S's. How many pure C's do we have? Really?
I'm not going to say I'm a pure C, but I couldn't see enough.
You're not enough in that? Interesting. So that's a pretty, now, maybe that doesn't surprise me based on what you do. You know, very, very detail-oriented. Okay, tomorrow we'll have a good time. I appreciate you all coming to this workshop. I hope you learned something. Again, you are the only one. You cannot walk home to anyone today and go, oh, by the way, let me tell you about you and why you are who you are and why you just drive me crazy. You can't do that. All you can do is change yourself and get better because you don't want to be the Achilles heel. You want to be the one that says, I got to take advantage of who I am. All right? Take it to your work. Take it to your church. Take it to your kids. Take it to your family. Thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate y'all being here today. We'll see you tomorrow. You bet.